Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Last chance to get your bold ass predictions in on this Thursday in Detroit. Man, we got NFL tonight. We got a football Friday tomorrow. Tomorrow's our annual prediction show where we predict the Detroit Lions record through 17 games. It's usually a fun show. This one is going to be very interesting. So think about what record you'll have them and why you would pick them for that record. But you go to the past. We've had fun with that show, but now with unprecedented hopes.
Yeah, it feels like previously people would, like, the floor would be 2-14.
Yeah.
You know, in a 16-game schedule. And now it feels like the floor for this team, I mean, beyond a hater or two.
Yeah,
it feels like the floor is like 10 wins.
I would go 9, maybe.
I mean, I'd like to lower it a little bit for the expectation level, but I think we're going to have some kind of crazy numbers here tomorrow.
So we go on the record here today because the NFL season starts. So let's make our picks for the NFL season. AFC, I got Miami, Baltimore, Houston, and Kansas City winning divisions. Nothing bold there. Indy, Cleveland, and the Chargers as the wild card teams. In the NFC, I got Philly, Detroit, Atlanta, and San Francisco with the Rams, Green Bay, and Philly going to the playoffs. AFC title game is Baltimore over Kansas City. That's right. Tonight's game is a preview of the AFC championship, and the result will be the same. Baltimore is going to the Super Bowl. NFC title game, Detroit over San Francisco. And in the Super Bowl, I'm taking the Lions 31-30 over the Baltimore Ravens. Hodge Padilla. There it is. On the record, I get to do this. I hope I get to do it more than just once in my life, but I think the Lions are winning this year's Super Bowl.
I was told we were just picking this Super Bowl
matchup. Go ahead. That's fine.
You're going through the entire thing with division winners. And
Doug
all
is
that.
Just showing his work.
I'm like, man.
You can just show the answer. Yep. Doug's showing the work.
Well, that's probably how I did things. Yeah, because I usually just got the answer for somebody else. At times.
If he picks Detroit over Baltimore, we'll know that nothing has changed.
Well, I do have Detroit coming out of the NFC. I have them winning this game. I have
Eyes
a rematch.
On your own paper, Scott.
I have the Lions beating San Francisco in a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game. The Lions will win it. The other side, though, in the AFC, I have Baltimore playing Houston. I have Houston prevailing in the AFC. So I have a Houston-Detroit Super Bowl matchup. And the Lions are coming home winners.
Wow. Wow.
Detroit football Super Bowl champs.
Gotta love it. Kang, what do you got?
Doug, you know what? I've got the same final matchup as you. I got the Ravens and Lions. But I got the Ravens beating the Dolphins in the AFC Championship game.
Oh, see what
and I've got the Lions.
Yeah, you kind of mess with us.
And I've got the Lions beating the Niners, a rematch of last year. I just don't see how the Niners, with all the talent, don't at least get back to the NFC title
really
game again.
It's
just really, really good team. With Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk coming back, they got no issues now. You know, just for them, stay healthy, kind of like the Lions, and we'll see it in the NFC Championship game. Hopefully it's at Ford Field. And with the AFC side, I think this is the year that, you know, Lamar Jackson gets over that hump to get to the Super Bowl. 2-time MVP. The last thing he needs to do is actually win the Super Bowl. I like where the Dolphins are headed. I like their coach. I like Tua. The confidence. I mean, he spoke earlier this year about how Flores just kind of destroyed his mentality, and it wasn't good for him. He's in a better place now. I think the Dolphins get to the title game, the AFC title game, but they ultimately lose to the Ravens. Ravens, Lions in the Super Bowl like you, Doug.
And?
I got the Lions winning this thing, man. I think this is just where it's headed. I think this is...
All right.
I'll say this, man. Dan Campbell said it. They're built for this, And if you want a ring, you go to Jared. Jared Goff brings home the MVP. He's already gotten one ring this year. Let's bring home a Super Bowl ring.
So none of us took the favored Green Bay Packers to win the whole thing. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jim in Utica. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Jim?
Prediction.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Are you wait, is this a bold-ass prediction? Back.
I'll let you decide. Right. Lions running backs, combination of Bronco and Mustang will lead the NFL in rushing and set off a marketing frenzy.
Lead the NFL in rushing. Well, what do you mean? Like they finish 1-2 or they're the most
combined,
productive?
Combined. Add them up.
Okay. Lead the NFL rushing as a pair.
Yeah. Bronco, Montgomery, and Mustang Gibbs.
All right. Well, that's better than Stoney and Jesus. Yeah, that works. I like it.
when the terrain gets tough, right, inside the five, and you guys do that. You give it.
You put it in four-wheel drive, and you just barrel forward. There you go.
When the traffic jam clears and the light's green,
you let it fly. Just go.
That's right.
Put the hammer down.
Love it.
That's right.
Love it. Thank you for the phone call, and thank you for the bold-ass prediction. We've got you down, and we recorded all your bold-ass predictions today. So good to go on the record. Tomorrow we'll do our prediction show. Whew. Do you have any meals planned for tonight? Any food choices? Anything picked out for the first NFL game of the year?
No, but you know what? I noticed the other day I had something to eat.
Yeah.
Which normally might be a staple for something like this tonight. And I got grossed out by it.
Really?
And I don't know when I'm going to go back. And I'm ashamed to say this in front of Kenny because I think Kenny's going to hear this and he's going to think less of me. And Kang, I apologize in advance. I had a couple hot dogs the other night, and I got halfway through the second one. And I said, "You know what? No." I got grossed out by it. I'm not sure what happened there. They were cooked very well. I put on, you know, plenty of mustard and ketchup, like I like it. And I just halfway through the second one, I said, "The things aren't tasting right." And I think I'm off hot dogs for a while, guys. I'm sorry.
I've been saying, you know what? No, for years.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.